98.1 KZE, good afternoon. Welcome back. This is Will With You Here. My guest this afternoon, Karen Berwelowitz. Karen is here to discuss the Made in Kingston event, which is this Thursday, December 8th, kicking off at 4 o'clock, 4 to 8 p.m. at Ferovia Studios. That's 22 Thomas Street in Midtown Kingston, New York. For just about everything that Karen and I are about to cover, you can go to madeinkingstonny.com. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to travel across the river all the way here to Red Hook, New York. Spend some time with us in the studio. Let's get into I want to get into some of the history of this building where Ferovia Studios is and sort of the history of Midtown Kingston. Let's start with sort of how you came to this event. This is your fourth year of Made in Kingston, correct?
That's correct.
And how'd you get involved?
Well, 4 years ago, Pat Courtney, who's an organizer of this event, was discussing with some people who had just bought a building in Midtown Kingston about how to get tenants and how to advertise this wonderful space. They came up with this great idea to throw a big party, have a bunch of artists showcase their wonderful work, and publicize the building in order to get it rented. And it was wildly successful. It was absolutely packed, elbow to elbow, and the space got rented immediately after that.
There's a lot of really cool buildings in Kingston, just in general. There's a lot more history, I think, than some people realize.
Yes.
I was in the area for a long time before I realized that there was this like great funky historic portion of Kingston and not just the big box store.
Yes.
You know, section of Kingston. Is this one of those buildings that has
which is actually not Kingston. That's technically the town of Ulster where the big box stores are. Kingston is all amazing, historic, wonderful buildings and businesses.
And if you were just passing through, you might not know that.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of like you have to put it a little bit of effort in. I think less so now. The cooler areas have spread and spread over, you know, the last, whatever, 10, 20 years. So I think there's less effort necessary now. But so back to this building, this is one of those kind of cool historic buildings, right?
Yeah, it's a really interesting building. It was recently purchased and is going to be converted into artist studios and stores and things. It has a really interesting history. Actually, it used to be a bowling alley. It was a skating rink. It was a coat factory. It was a furniture restoration building. So it's got all sorts of a really great industrial history.
How many stories?
It's a couple of stories. The bowling alley used to be upstairs. So
really?
If you look at the ceiling when you go to the event, it's a very, very strongly reinforced ceiling because of the bowling alley upstairs.
I don't know if I've ever heard of an upstairs bowling alley. It's usually like a ground floor kind of an activity.
It's an amazing building. It's a huge building.
Really? It's brick?
Yes. And right now it's completely vacant. It's a huge, big open space, so full of potential.
Yeah.
And
but there are going to be retail locations or artist studios are going to be soon going in there.
Yes, she's converting it into a space where artists can have studios. And I think there's going to be some retail and it's going to be a really wonderful workspace for artists. Like many other buildings in Midtown that we've seen, like the Lace Mill, where we held the event last year. We held it there last year to showcase what can be done with an old industrial building that's now been converted into an absolutely beautiful, wonderful workspace where artists can live and work and hold public events.
Yeah.
This is now back to our roots 4 years ago, where it's a vacant building looking for tenants, publicizing the fact that artists can soon rent studio space in there. And right now it provides us a wonderful space to showcase over 50 artists in Kingston for this event on Thursday.
Being originally from California, where we don't have as many old buildings, one of the saddest things to me is when these beautiful old warehouses or old, you know, historic homes, whatever, when they're torn down and turned into parking lots, or they're torn down to then put up a new, like, building with way less character. I always find that a bit depressing, and it seems like Kingston is doing a really good job of not doing that as much as possible.
Exactly, and I don't know if you saw the movie Last Rondout, which was made recently by local filmmakers, and it's documenting.
No, but I want to.
I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that in detail in this show, but I highly recommend it. It's a fabulous documentary about the urban renewal in the 70s, where a lot of what you just said happened, where beautiful buildings like the historic post office were torn down and replaced with buildings lacking character. Now there's this resurgence, very, very strong in Kingston, of really appreciating the history and the character of our architectural buildings. And a lot of them are now getting bought by people, a lot of people coming up from New York City. It's much more affordable here, and so much character, so much history, these fabulous warehouse buildings. So you have something like the T-shirt factory and the Lace Mill that have now been converted into artist studios, and this the number of the places where we've held the Made in Kingston event.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you said, people really now appreciating that these buildings are are fantastic. They're so well built. They're really cool spaces. They're really great to work in, and it's really helping to revitalize the whole of the Midtown, Midtown Kingston area.
I love seeing the folks in Williamsburg sort of eyeing Kingston, you know, longingly for the, you know, affordable studio space. So yeah, that kind of is one of the main thrusts of this event. Again, it's Made in Kingston. It's this Thursday, December 8th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Ferovia Studios. That's 22 Thomas Street in Midtown Kingston. MadeInKingstonNY.com for more information. So what are people going to find when they come out this Thursday evening to the event?
So this this is our biggest year so far. We have over 50 artists, all based in Kingston, which is what makes the event so amazing and inspiring. These are all artists and makers and producers and designers from the city of Kingston. A huge variety. So one of the things people will find is a fantastic shopping opportunity for the holidays, where you can shop local and really support your hometown Kingston businesses, mm-hmm. and artists. And there's such an amazing variety. There's everything from fabric, clothing design, jewelry. There's books, there's candles, glassworks, home decor. There's furniture, some really cool kind of upcycled furniture.
So stuff from sort of the smaller kind of craft side, some larger items too. You mentioned furniture, fine art as well, though.
Yes, exactly. The whole entire range of art, and it's all local businesses in Kingston. So there's also food, some bakery items, food items, ginger elixir, mulled wine, all sorts of things, jewelry, baby clothes, note cards, lots of different things you can buy for the holidays, and also just really learn more about what's being produced here in Kingston. So it's both a chance for small businesses to launch new products and publicize them to the community and get a lot of feedback. We've had a couple of businesses that started by having a stand at the Made in Kingston event to launch a product or test a product, and then were able to build a business grow a business. So it's a really great opportunity, not only for the people who come to visit to shop, but for the artists themselves to have a chance to display their works to the public and really publicize what's going on here in Kingston. In addition to that, we have there's going to be lots of food for sale from some of our local wonderful restaurants: Peace Nation, Pact, Joe B's, French Kiss Bakery, Keegan Ales will be there. We're going to have live entertainment from a couple of different jazz ensembles.
Nice.
Nancy Tierney and the boys will be there playing some jazz. Sonark will be there. So we're going to have live music, food, drinks, and shopping. It's a really fun event.
My guest this afternoon, Karen Berwelowitz of, your business is...
Karma Bee. Yes, I am one of the
One of the vendors.
Yes.
And also here talking about the Made in Kingston event, which is this Thursday, December 8th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Ferovia Studios, 22 Thomas Street, Midtown Kingston, madeinkingstonny.com. So what is this event going to now continue? This is your fourth year this year. Sort of the original goal of Made in Kingston has been met, right? To find an owner, to find some sort of a purpose for this beautiful old building. So what is there a long-term plan?
Well, each year we move to a different location. So the first year it was to find a tenant. The second year was at 721 Media Center, which is another great example of a building that was purchased and grown into a really thriving digital arts center in Kingston. The Lace Mill, which had been recently renovated. This year their new owner is going to be looking for artists to rent it. Last year there was the Midtown Arts District was launched. There was a great launch party last month of the KMAD, Kingston Midtown Arts District. So there's a continuous effort to promote the artists and the availability of artist studios, et cetera, in Midtown Kingston. So each year it has a slightly different emphasis. We do plan to continue it each year, I believe, because it's been so successful and so wonderful for new businesses to launch, for existing businesses to sell their products, for Kingstonians and people from the Hudson Valley to realize how many artists and wonderful businesses are located here. So it's our fourth year and growing each year. We actually have quite a wait list of people we just didn't have space for in the...
That's a good sign.
...Columbia Studios, which is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, Kingston's really just exploding with artists and creativity. So I do hope it'll be a long-term event.
And do we know if some of the folks who are vendors this Thursday night for Made in Kingston, if they're going to end up in this space long-term?
It's very possible.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of different artists, and some people work out of their homes. Some people have retail stores. Some people may be looking for a new studio.
All right. Well, certainly sounds like a good time this Thursday night, December the 8th, from 4 to 8 p.m., Ferovia Studios at 22 Thomas Street in Midtown Kingston, madeinkingstonny.com for all the info that you need. That's madeinkingstonny.com. I know you want to sneak in one more thing there, Karen.
Just in case it's hard to find, I wanted to mention it's yes. Right behind Frank Guido's Little Italy.
That whole neighborhood right around there. It's a little
confusing. You're not going to drive up Broadway and see Ferovia Studios or any sort of signage.
But it goes with the character of the neighborhood.
Exactly. All sorts of fun buildings there. So if you just aim for Little Italy and park nearby, there's lots of different public parking areas.
Okay.
And you'll see the entrance around the back
sort
by the railway.
Right near where people park for UPAC events.
Yes.
Right? Am I close?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Good, good. And again, that's 22 Thomas Street in Midtown Kingston, New York, Ferovia Studios, madeinkingstonny.com. Are there directions on the website, madeinkingstonny.com? Let's hope so.
I believe so, yes.
Let's just go ahead and plan on that.
Yeah, again, there'll be information about parking and everything up on the website and our Facebook page.
Good, good. Karen Borelowitz, thanks so much for stopping by. Have a wonderful time this Thursday night.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you down the road. 98.1 KZE.